This dump is starting to get brutal, brutal, brutal. And if it breaks this line over here, if Bitcoin breaks this line over here, then it could get even more brutal. I'm going to show you why we could actually break this line, and the data actually shows that we probably are going down. Then I'm going to show you why crypto is one big scam. I'm going to show you how the VCs are basically scamming you, the retail investor, and I'm going to show you exactly what you can do about them to give the VCs the big fuck you and sink them into their bags. And then I'm also going to show you why I'm leaving crypto for a while. So we've got a big show today. I'm not kidding. I am leaving for a while. Big show. Let's get into it. I see people saying, run, how's gummy? I tell you one thing, gummy's holding better than a whole lot of these VC crypto scams that are in the market and are designed to fleece you, the retail investor. And I'm going to expose the whole VC cartel today. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to expose that whole VC cartel today. I'm going to show you which coins you should absolutely avoid to basically screw the VCs at the game that they've been playing. And the game that they've been playing is they have been using your money to pump their bags and using you as the exit liquidity. And today we're putting our foot down and I'm going to show you all their dirty fucking tricks, and we're going to give them the big fuck you at the end of the show. And I don't care if the show gets a YouTube ban. I know I've sworn, who the hell gives a shit? I'm also going to show you why we're dumping. I'm going to show you where we're dumping to. We've got a lot to talk about. And I'm also going to tell you why I am leaving crypto. Just for a while, not forever. I don't claim to say that I'm leaving and I'm never, ever, ever going to be back. But I think for a while, it is time for me to take a little bit of a break. I'll be back. But we'll talk about exactly when I'm leaving and why and when I'm coming back. So listen, if you want to watch all the other hosts, subscribe to the channel. Also like this content. As I said, this is my last show for a while. Smash the like button. Destroy the like button. When I say it's my last show for a while, it's not because I'm going to Miami to moderate what they're saying is the biggest Bitcoin debate of all time, right? So I am going to Miami. I'm leaving tonight. I'm going to moderate the biggest Bitcoin debate of all time. It's between the naysayers, Nouriel Roubini and Peter Schiff, and the pro Bitcoiners, Eric Voorhees and Anthony Scaramucci. Now, if you want to join me at the event and you want to be part of the 10 people in the live studio audience, and then you want to join a dinner with all of us and with Zero Hedge, there is a link in the show here. So you go, you just click on the show here and you click here. And if you look here, there should be a link to, yeah, there's a link here to get tickets. There's five, well, I think there's three tickets left. Click on that link, then you can actually get tickets for the event. And I recommend that if you want to have dinner with the guys, you come. Again, none of the money is actually going to me. It's going to pay the costs of the debate. It's going to pay speaker fees for all the other speakers, whoever did get it. So I recommend that if you are in Florida and you are going to be in West Palm Beach, then you should come. Also, remember that I'm going to be on an airplane tomorrow when Powell starts speaking for the FOMC. Okay, so usually I like to be here and I like to be live with you trading, but tomorrow, unfortunately, I'm going to be on an airplane, so I'm not going to be able to join you guys live, and I'm not going to be able to join you guys trading the FOMC. So I need you to remember a few things, right? This is what's going to happen. Powell is going to say they're holding rates exactly where they are. That's no big secret. So hi everyone. We decided not to reduce rates in this FOMC meeting. That's exactly what he's going to say. He's then going to say, look, inflation is not at our 2% target. And in fact, what we're seeing is we're seeing inflation slightly creeping up. He's then going to say that they need data to show them that the inflation is being reduced and that inflation is not being persistent before they can actually reduce rates. And he'll mention that right now the data is not showing them exactly what's going to happen. And he'll say, we will deploy a data-driven approach. He'll also say that while the economy is slowing a bit, unemployment is still too low, and the truth is that they want more people to be out of a job. Okay, now do me a favor. When he does all of this, please don't act surprised. Please don't dump your bags. Please don't act like, oh my God, Powell should have been much more bullish, much more dovish. He has no reason to be dovish. Inflation is sticky. The one thing he could say is that maybe the GDP is slowing down a little bit, but that's it. So please don't act surprised when this happens. I know that a lot of you tomorrow are going to like dump the market. Oh my goodness, Powell's acting so hawkish. There is absolutely no reason in the world that Powell should be bullish or dovish. There's just no reason in the world why Powell should be doing it. Not a single bit of data leans on the side of rate reductions. And so please, markets and you guys, don't dump your bags. Don't act surprised. This is exactly what he's going to say. You heard it here first. Tomorrow I'll be on a plane. Let me know in the comments while I'm on the plane exactly what Powell said. So, yeah, I mean, please don't act surprised. Please, let's not pretend we didn't know about that. I don't know if you guys saw yesterday, but Tucker got hold of my show. And he, I don't know if you guys saw this. I think this was the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. Except for the thing that I'm going to show you a bit later, which I think is actually funnier than this thing. But Tucker actually saw my video about the Japanese yen and the fall of the Japanese yen. And so he decided to make his own version of this video. This is fantastic.
Konnichiwa and gwepboshite kudasai. Kore wa kontun to suru kamoshiremasen. Which pretty much means strap in, folks, because shit's about to get real. Yes, I am, of course, referring to the world's premier shitcoin, the Japanese yen, which last week hit a 34-year low against the dollar, triggering widespread concern about a potential contagion. So what the hell is going on, and why does it matter? To shed some light on this issue, I'm thrilled to welcome a leading macro thinker and the Real Vision CEO, joining us all the way from the sunny Cayman Islands.
So, of course, the CEO is Roel Paul. He calls him RuPaul.
All. Ru, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here, Tuka.
Can you give us a brief overview of what's happening in Japan and the implications for global markets?
The first thing you need to understand, Tuka, is that Japan has effectively been performing an economic kind of harakiri for years, sacrificing the strength of its currency for the sake of its export-driven economy and global financial stability. So we've seen these aggressive monetary easing policies, such as quantitative easing, as well as low or negative interest rates, which have underpinned the roughly $4.6 trillion global carry trade on the Japanese yen.
And what exactly is the carry trade?
Well, it's effectively borrowing yen at low interest rates and then investing in higher yielding assets in different currencies. And as I said, there's trillions of dollars involved. So any major unwinding could spell one of the fastest financial fuck-ups in all of recorded history. The question now is the degree of a BOJ intervention and the effects on the bond markets. You know, I was out wine tasting last night in Little Cayman, and I got speaking to a senior guy at one of the largest investment banks in the world.
Holy shit, is that BitBoy?
No, of course not. This was someone who spent a decade on the yen desk at Citibank, and...
No, I mean, literally behind you, I'm pretty sure that's BitBoy. Well, that was an unexpected twist, folks. And I apologize to everyone for that deeply disturbing image. I guess we'll be back later. Until then, the ticker is Tucker.
So I think Tucker's content is becoming fantastic. Remember, if you want to follow the YouTube channel, there's a link below. Just follow the YouTube channel. This is the Tucker Carlson YouTube channel. We are building it into the world's first meme media station. We're going to start monetizing it through sponsorships, and then we're going to be using those sponsorships to buy and burn the token. So I really think we're doing something absolutely amazing. Anyway, all right, let's talk about Bitcoin. And enough with the formalities. Let's actually talk about Bitcoin. I mean, we are getting very much to the bottom of this range over here, this $60,000 range. The problem is that as this goes down, the altcoins just keep bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. On the good side though, remember I said to you that the best time to buy was when the stochastic RSI hits under 20. So you want the stochastic RSI to be under 20. Now the stochastic RSI is under 20. And I think the only big question is how long will the stochastic RSI actually remain under 20? Usually in bull markets, what we have is we have the stochastic RSI for very short periods under 20. So you can see like here, very short periods under 20. Then the stochastic starts to improve. Then the market actually starts to improve. You can see that again. You can see it pretty much in all bull markets. So again, stochastic RSI goes under 20. In fact, can even get to as low as like 2 or 3, turns around, and then actually starts shooting up. And that's when the market actually shoots up. So if you think that we're actually in a bull market, now is your time to start nibbling. I'm not saying we're not going to go lower. We can go lower and we could stay here for quite a while. But eventually, this is like what the buy area is. So remember, for those of you guys who have been watching, and we have been talking about what is the best time to buy. Stochastic RSI breaks below the 20. Stochastic RSI has just broken below the 20. And so probably a good time to buy. The other thing that we need to be thinking about is every person that I speak to says, oh, well, you know, it's all good. But the only thing is that, we're getting all this bad news. And then the thing is, you got Bitcoin and it says, and Bitcoin is still hovering around the $62,000 or $63,000 level. And that's, of course, until it doesn't, because it all seems good. But remember that it's very possible for Bitcoin to start breaking below the $60,000 level. In fact, if I were to bet my money on it, I would be saying that Bitcoin does break below this $60,000 level. And what you can see is on Twitter, a lot of people are actually starting to prepare themselves for this inevitable breakdown below the $60,000 level. So you've got Dan Crypto says, Bitcoin, pretty clean, falling wedge. He's starting to see it. Then you've got Ali Chart saying, short-term holders realized price is at 59,800. Historically, Bitcoin often bounces off this level. So now they're starting to talk about 59,800. Willy Wu says, finally, urgent market sells is subsiding, local bearish regime subsiding. That dotted line is 59,600, which is historically the line between the bullish and bearish regime. So again, people starting to talk, like trying to get there. What you're seeing is you're seeing people going through the rationalization stage. So they're starting to rationalize the fact that Bitcoin may actually be coming down. So Dan Crypto says, this chop we've seen is the kind of capitulation, is the capitulation, which is exactly what I said. The capitulation, the part that will shake you out, is not the price going down. What will shake you out is the combination of the market going down slowly, sideways and down, or Bitcoin going slowly, sideways and down. And every morning you wake up and you start to believe that your altcoins are going to zero, because this is the picture that you see. I saw a tweet from DaVinci J15, and he said, the best time to buy is when you actually feel like giving up. And this is what this part of the altcoin cycle is designed to do. So what is this part of the altcoin cycle? What this part of the altcoin cycle is, it is the final capitulation before the crazy leg up in the bull market. You've almost got to think about this as like if you're running a marathon. This is like the final uphill before you go down to the finish line. And the finish line is a huge reward. I remember when I was calling for this correction, a lot of people were swearing at me in the comments and saying, how can you be negative? And this was like the peak of the euphoria. And I kept saying to you guys, I'm not happy. I want to see a correction. I want to see the RSIs come down. I want to see the fear and greed index come down. Let's actually quickly check in on the crypto fear and greed index. I haven't checked it in for a while. Crypto, fear and greed. Here we go. Crypto, fear and greed. There we go. So let's just quickly check in on the crypto, fear and greed. Where are we? Again, I was looking for this thing in the 30s. Let's see where it is. Probably in the 60s. So still not 67. We're still agreed. I mean, with all this, we're still agreed. So for me, very healthy correction. This is like the last dip, the last capitulation before we actually get into the most fun part of the bull market. So you can see we have this chop, this sideways movement, we have this down movement, and then we get the massive, 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 massive rallies that take us up to the top of the cycle. So this is what this is like, that the last opportunity. It depends how you want to see it. It's like, on the one hand, it's the last shakeout. On the other hand, it's probably the last opportunity that you can be buying before the crazy part of the bull market, where this is where like the majority of the life-changing returns are actually going to be made and stuff like that. This is it. You just have to survive this. And I think I saw quite a good tweet here. Try and find it. Here we go. Johnny, Crypto Johnny, basically says, look, already seeing people lose their mind and conviction in this chop. Just basically just be in spot, in good tokens, and chill. Just chill. Just relax. If you're in good tokens and you're in spot and you don't have a risk of actually being liquidated, then just chill. Because as I said, this is the last like accumulation range before we get into the crazy, crazy, crazy part of the bull market. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. My kids went to McDonald's today. And when they came back from McDonald's today, I swear to you, this is what they gave them today at McDonald's. Literally, it's like they almost knew who the father was. They were like, just give this to your dad first. I mean, that's exactly what it is. I swear to you. My kids were here today because there's no school. And literally, they gave them this at the McDonald's. I was like, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. McDonald's actually knows exactly what's going on with the crypto bros. If you want that, I think you have to just go get a Happy Meal at McDonald's. Just go get a Happy Meal at McDonald's, and you actually get one of these. One of these kits. All right, so that is the story with where we're at. Look, reality check. You shouldn't be surprised that this happened. Yesterday, I touched on this in the show. I don't know if you remember. I touched on this yesterday, and I said, look, you know, we can keep trying to rationalize with the crypto bros as to why this year there's not going to be a sell in May and go away, and how this year is an election year, and it's a... Guys, look at the data. We spoke about this. We said, the reason for sell in May and go away is because when we look at the data every single year, we move sideways after May for, in this case, 50 days. In this case, 88 days. In this case, 97 days. In this case, in 2022, 42 days. But then we went down because this was like the midst of the bear market. And in 2023, we went sideways for 177 days before we actually started moving up. This should be no surprise to you. Absolutely no surprise. When they say sell in May and go away, it's because people sell in May and then there's no action for 2 months or 3 months. And then we get into what you can see is the aggressive part of the bull market. It's no different. I don't understand why every year we go through this again and again and again. This year, what I did was I actually said, okay, hold on a second. Let's actually look at the altcoin market. So we looked at Bitcoin yesterday, but let's actually look at the altcoins. So the one thing we know about the altcoins is after May, so May 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, basically after May, the markets move down because as Bitcoin moves sideways, the altcoin markets actually continue to move down. There was only once where the markets moved up, and that was in May 2020, which was, by the way, a halving year. And it's also an election year, right? Because remember, the halving years just miraculously coincide with the election years in the United States. But let's take a closer look at exactly what happened in the sell in May scenario. So the first one in 2020 on altcoins, we had 245 days of sideways. Second one, 77 days of down. Third one, 49 days of down. And then the fourth one, 175 days of down. Sell in May and go away. Because if you don't sell in May, then you just have to endure what we endured in 2019, which was a 58% down over 245 days. It didn't end there. It just recovered there and then it continued to go. That was in 2019. 2020, we went through, okay, we had a slight consolidation of 32% up. 2021, 45% down. 2022, 54% down, but then we had a big dump because that was FTX. And 2023, we had a 12% down, but we had a 175-day chop. So reality is, even though a lot of YouTubers will say to you, look, don't sell in May and go away, and a lot of crypto bros will try and convince you that you actually have to be here during May. Tell you, as I said, I'm going away for a while. I'm quitting crypto just for a while. I'm selling in May and I'm going away. Jokes, I'm not selling anything. Well, I'm not selling my long-term bags. I am going away, but I'm only going to Miami. And I will be back here on Monday or Tuesday. And I might even do one or two shows from Miami. Who knows? So I'm not actually leaving. But it's not a bad idea to sell in May and actually go away. If you're not buying and you don't get joy out of the sideways moving down thing, which I don't think anyone gets joy out of other than, you know, the anti-Bitcoin people, then the best solution here is actually to sell in May and actually go away. I actually made a spreadsheet for you guys because I know you guys love spreadsheets. Because you guys have become such a good bunch of scholars that we now can do spreadsheets and we can do like high-end stuff. Okay, so you can see. Oh, God, for God's sake. Okay, so you can see in 2019, the bottom of the range was 6,800. The top of the range was 9,000. We were 50 days in the range. And of course, the drawdown was 23%. Then here, we were 88 days in the range. Then here, we were 80 days in the range, 52% drawdowns. And then for altcoins, you can see the moves were much more brutal, like a 54% move in altcoins. That's brutal, brutal, brutal. Long story short, there's nothing different here. The bull market is not invalidated. This is completely normal, even for a bull market. It's the last shakeout before you actually get a chance to go to Valhalla. It's the last time that you're going to get to actually buy the tokens. One thing that you will notice in this bear part of the bull market, if you want to call it that, is that no one wants crypto. No one wants Bitcoin. No one wants altcoins. In fact, If we look at the ETF flows, I think that IBIT had another day of zero. Check that. Another 4 days of zero. So basically they got out the gates really, really, really fast. And then zero, 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 zero inflows. Nobody wants Bitcoin. When the price of Bitcoin is going down, nobody wants Bitcoin. They will come back. When the price of Bitcoin goes to 100,000, they will come back. They will come back. They will come back. Someone says Angry Ran. Yeah, you ain't seen Angry Ran yet. We're about to talk about the VCs. And I'm going to show you how the VCs are basically fleecing retail investors. And I'm going to show you exactly how we can fleece them back. I'll show you how we fleece them back. We're going to get there. As I was saying, though, please have respect for, I prepared a whole show here. As I was saying, no one wants the ETFs. And we had the ETF launch in Hong Kong, which, as I said to you, was going to be an absolute non-event. Why was it going to be an absolute non-event? Because the Hong Kong market, the entire ETF market in Hong Kong is $56.8 billion. The entire ETF market in Hong Kong is $56.8 billion. The ETF market in the US is $6.7 trillion. Okay, it's actually more. It's about $10 trillion. So if this is the size of the Hong Kong ETF market, and this is the size of the US ETF market, it shouldn't surprise you that the ETFs in Hong Kong had $11 million in actual volume. The ETF market is actually in the United States. It's not in Hong Kong. It's not in China. The ETF market is in the United States. Also, remember what I said to you. I said Chinese investors actually can't buy the Hong Kong ETFs. So it's not like now that there's a Bitcoin ETF in Hong Kong, Chinese investors are all going to come there and buy it like they're going to the Macau casinos. It doesn't work like that. It has to be part of this, what they call Stock Connect. And the Bitcoin ETFs are not part of Stock Connect, and they probably will be, but it's going to probably take months, if not years, to do that. Can we change this comment, the one that says Angry Ran? I think it's been on the screen for a long time. It's been there for a long time. And you haven't even seen Angry Ran yet. You want to see Angry Ran? Okay, now let's talk about Angry Ran. So I'll start this off very politely. Let's be frank and to the point, okay? Long story short, for the longest time possible, you guys, retail investors, have been... Are you trying to make my face red? Is that the game here? Okay, make my face red. Okay, now make it normal again. So for the longest time ever in this market, you guys, the retail investors, are getting screwed by the VCs. Okay, now listen carefully because I'm going to show you exactly how the VCs are screwing you. And they're going to do it over and over and over and over again because that's the game that people are playing. And then I'm going to show you what we can do to screw the VCs back and to fight them at their own game, okay? So I'm going to start this off very diplomatically. Yesterday was a very big day, beautiful day. It was the announcement of the new Eigenlayer token. And you can see they made a big splash about it. They even made like a video with music. Let's see if we can play it. Wow. Incredible. What they did was they made a beautiful video about the Eigenlayer token, which launches on the 10th of May. And they spoke about the amazing, amazing, amazing airdrop announcement. Now, no jokes. Eigenlayer has been one of the most anticipated technological launches of the year. The reason why Eigenlayer is such an amazing technological launch, because it's launching a completely new concept, so to speak, or it's the biggest player in launching a completely new concept. What is Eigenlayer? Eigenlayer allows you to restake your staked ETH to use Ethereum's security to secure other networks. Okay, so I know that sounds like a mouthful, and I'll try and read this for you. What is Eigenlayer? All right, let's start with the basics. Ethereum has moved to proof of stake, where people will lock their ETH to keep the network secure. Simple, right? Now, there's a new thing called restaking introduced by Eigenlayer. What's restaking? It's like doubling down on your staked ETH. It's like staking your staked ETH. The idea behind restaking is that ETH staked to secure Ethereum can be restaked to secure other networks, right? Ethereum is currently the top choice for security with thousands of validators. In simple terms, restaking lets other networks have Ethereum strong security. How does it work? So essentially, if you have staked ETH, you can restake the staked ETH and you can use those staked ETH in proof of to secure other proof of stake protocols. Sounds very simple. I don't want to get into eigenlayers technology. I do want to say, though, that I'm very bullish about eigenlayers technology. And I'm very bullish that we finally have a new use case and a new technological breakthrough in crypto. Very, very, very bullish. Congratulations. Big round of applause to the eigenlayer team. I think you guys are very, very, very smart developers. I think that you guys have come up with an incredible, incredible, incredible concept. It's amazing. It's really, really, really good. Okay, now let's talk about why you guys are also scammers and how you guys also, I want to expose the VC scam behind eigenlayer, because I think it's time that somebody actually talks about this. So why is it that I think that eigenlayer is the epitome of the VC scam using using retail investor money to enrich the VCs because using crypto projects? So the first thing is, I want to show you something. So eigenlayer has raised multiple rounds of capital, right? Here it is. You can check it out. They've raised $164 million from amazing investors. In August 2022, they raised $14.5 million from Polychain, Ethereal Ventures, and a whole lot of others. In 23, they raised from Blockchain Capital, from Polychain, from a whole lot of others. They raised another $50 million at a $500 million valuation. Just see 2023, $500 million valuation. Then they raised $100 million in 2024, and Dreessen wrote them a $100 million check. Now, that's cool. These VCs got in, and probably if they raised $40.5 million, probably they got in at a $100 million valuation over here. These guys probably got in, I don't have the numbers, but let's say they got in at $500 million. And let's say that this one was done at $1 billion. Okay, so altogether, you can say that the eigenlayer valuations that the VCs got in at here was definitely under $500 million, so probably under $100 million. Here, $500 million, and here, probably $1 billion or $2 billion. If you want to buy eigenlayer tokens, right, you can buy them today as a retail investor at $10.27. Now, if you do some basic maths, the current or the number of tokens that are going to be in total supply is 1.67 billion. So here's a case where the VCs get in at under $1 billion and the retail investor can only get in at $10 times 1.67 billion tokens. Hold on a second, that's $18 billion or $17 billion. So the VCs get in at under $1 billion, maybe $100 million, maybe $200 million. You, the retail investor, can only get in much later at a valuation of $18 billion. Now, how do they achieve this amazing valuation of $18 billion? I'll show you how they achieve it, right? What they do is they only put 5% of the tokens in circulation. So as you can see, let's just see if I can find a good tweet that actually shows you this. I think I had a very good tweet that actually showed. Okay, so basically what they're going to do is they're going to scam you again by making a low token circulation, high fully diluted valuation. So the initial float is 5% of the tokens in circulation. So basically, when eigenlayer comes to the market, there's a very, 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 very small amount of tokens in circulation. And then, because they're so scarce, the price goes up to the moon at the expense of retail, at dumb retail investors actually investing in the token, and drive the valuation up. So by the time the VCs actually buy the token, they are 18x, 19x, 20x up on their investment, right? So what you can see over here is that 5% is going to be in circulation, and that right now you're going to be paying an $18 billion valuation if you land up buying eigenlayer, right? What you can also see is that this is a game that the VCs are playing. If you look at the market cap, which is the number of tokens in circulation, divided by the fully diluted valuation, in 2023, on average, only 12% of the coins are on the market. So if you're buying them, you're buying these low float tokens. And then as you buy them, the tokens basically rain on you and basically drown you in tokens. So if you land up buying this, you're effectively going to drown in tokens. Okay, so it's not enough that the VC is invested at like under $1 billion and you're paying $18 billion if you want to get in. It's not enough that they're fooling you by putting in low circulation, high FTV. That's not enough. That's not enough. That's not enough. So get this, okay? This is where it starts to get interesting. So they announce an airdrop. And when they announce an airdrop, they don't say, well, you know, if you are participating in any of a whole lot of different countries, you're not going to be able to qualify for the airdrop. All they say is, look, if you want to earn the airdrop, you've got to stake your stake ETH in EigenLayer. That's what you got to do. Fuck, so everyone gets all excited, right? Like, oh my God, we want the EigenLayer airdrop. Why do we want the EigenLayer airdrop? Because we couldn't get into the VC rounds. The only way for us plebs to get into EigenLayer is to stake our staked ETH. So what do the plebs go and do? They go and stake their ETH like crazy. $15.6 billion, $15.6 billion worth of ETH gets staked. Wow. What an astounding, amazing, amazing success. Why? Because retail investor, you couldn't get into the EigenLayer early rounds. That was reserved for the VCs. But you can get in if you stake EigenLayer and make us look like the biggest, fattest protocol with 15.6 billion TVL. Then we'll give you an airdrop. Okay, isn't that exciting? Fuck, you've got to farm, take all your ETH, stake them, because that is the only way for you to get the airdrop. Except of two things. The first thing is that when they gave the airdrop, they locked it. Yeah, you're hearing this right. So you get your airdrop, but your airdrop is locked until such time as they decide that the airdrop shouldn't be locked. Who's they? They is a DAO. The DAO is made up of the founders and the VCs, because it's a decentralized, autonomous organization, right? And who runs the DAO? The VCs and the founders. In fact, let me show you the tokenomics of EigenLayer. So investors get 29.5%. Early contributors, 25.5%. Airdrop, 15%. Community initiatives and ecosystem, 30%. Okay, but of this airdrop, only a very small part of the airdrop is coming out, and the part of the airdrop that is coming out is locked. When is it locked until? Until the DAO decides that it gets unlocked. When will the DAO decide that it gets unlocked? Well, who's on the DAO to decide this? I'll tell you who. The VCs and the founders. Hold on a second. What do you mean? Well, let me show you. So the founders have got, and the VCs have the majority of the tokens. Not only that. Let me show you something else. Not only do they have most of the tokens, but get this, okay? This is making my blood boil. I have to find this out. So mysteriously, this is a mystery. On January 2, a wallet funded from Binance deposited roughly 4,000 staked ETH into EigenLayer, $13 million. Over the next 3 months, they amassed nearly 3.5 million EigenPoints. On the 16th of March, one day after the snapshot, they withdrew it all. Okay, now let me show you exactly what's happening. The wallet here is owned by one of the VCs that actually invested into EigenLayer. I'm willing to put my bottom dollar on it. They got inside information about when the airdrop thing starts. And then one day after the snapshot was taken, miraculously, they got inside information and they withdrew it all in one shot. And they weren't the only ones. And I'll show you how I know that they weren't the only ones. Because if you look at the ETH chart, look what happened. ETH chart goes up. We all think, wow, retail, all things like, my God, ETH season is starting, altcoin season is starting. What happens one day after EigenLayer snapshot gets taken? Which, by the way, they didn't announce to retail until yesterday. ETH dumps. So, get this. Not only did VCs get in early, and you can only get in $18 billion. Not only do VCs control the DAO. Not only did VCs get inside information about when to stake ETH and when not to stake ETH and when to withdraw the ETH, okay? Which you didn't get, by the way, as a retail investor. But in terms of the airdrop, the VC airdrop is pretty much transferable. Yours is not transferable. So this guy sums it up. He says, let's sum up EigenLayer. Non-transferable airdrop. Most tokens go to VCs. Vesting starts immediately for VCs. Tiny airdrop allocation. Points trading encouraged, but traders get rugged. Spend a lot of time and effort banning VPNs. Insiders knew the precise block and snapshot. By the way, if you were farming in any of these countries, they didn't tell you, look, please, if you're in any of these countries, please don't use our protocol. Please don't stake your eigen layer into our protocol. They took your money because it would make their TVL look good and make them look like absolute gods. When the time comes for you to actually claim your hard-earned points or to claim your hard-earned eigen layer, you can't participate. You can't participate. Here we go. You don't participate. It's a scam. And it's not the only one. In fact, it's happening again and again and again. This playbook of VC is getting in very, very, very early when you've got no access, then launching a small float of tokens to only give you an option to buy scarce tokens on the market if you want to invest because of hyped up projects is happening again and again and again and again and again. And I'm actually going to show you exactly what you can actually do to fight back against the VCs. And it's actually happening. It's actually happening right now. So the first thing that you can do is withdraw your staked ETH from Eigen and don't put it back there, because these guys basically scammed you once. They're going to scam you again. And I see a lot of people, there's 5,000 plus withdrawals that have been officially queued since the official response. The next thing is, people actually aren't buying these VC scam tokens anymore. If you look at these VC scam coins, when these VC scam coins actually come onto the market, they come on expecting retail to be here and to buy the bags. Retail's become smarter and they're saying, we're not buying the bags anymore. And they launch these things very, very, very high, and then they just crash onto the market. Yeah, Wormhole, another VC sharing amongst themselves the bags, minus 64%. A whole lot of them. I'm not going to go through them one by one, but you can see that right now, the retail investors actually become a lot smarter. The other thing that retail investors are starting to do is they're starting to become much smarter in terms of token unlocks. So look at, they're looking at token unlocks and they're saying, you know what? If you're going to drown us in tokens, we're actually not buying your tokens. And this is what we've been teaching you for a while now. We've been saying to you guys, instead of buying tokens, always look at the fully diluted valuation versus the market cap. And if you're going to drown in tokens, don't touch those tokens. So that's another thing that people are doing. And you can see, like, any of these tokens that have got a 12% circulating supply, don't touch them. You're just going to drown in token releases. That's effectively everything that's going to happen. So look, now you know. Now you know what to look for. We'll keep showing you a lot of these scam VC coins. A lot of these scam VC coins we'll actually be showing you. The other thing that actually retail are doing, which is actually really smart, is they're actually saying, look, you know, if the VCs are going to scam us, we're actually going to go to places where the VCs can't scam us. And one of the places where VCs specifically can't scam us is meme coins. We'll just trade meme coins. Why must we trade these fancy technological coins where the VCs have the upper hand? Let's go trade coins where we have the upper hand. Now, of course, listen, I know that there's big scams when it comes to meme coins. That's why most meme coins will fail. Insiders sniping their own tokens, not giving them back to the community, dumping them on people later. As we said, Gummy doesn't have any of that. And that's why I think the Gummy price is actually holding up pretty well. I mean, look, given the fact that the market's going so far down, Gummy's actually holding over $100 million market cap. And I'm reminding you that if you want to get your hands onto more Gummy, there are a couple of ways to do it, but time is not your friend. Time's running out. So here's how you can get your hands onto more Gummy. The first thing is you can open an account on Bybit and deposit $100. You click that link over there. Do it, because this is the easiest way to actually get yourself more Gummy. Second thing is you can sign up at Blowfin or Evo and deposit money onto any of those. Third way is that you can farm your points on Banter Bubble. So you can farm your points. If you can, like, I just don't like looking at all this red, but if you want to look at all this red, just keep farming those points. The last way that you can get in, but time is really, really, really not your friend, is if you sign up to Kyle's Whale School. Now, this is, for me, probably the best way for you to get in. Why? So this is Kyle's Whale School, okay?
Everything. A lot of what I learned is if you just implement everything that you've learned, you'll be able to succeed. You should have all the tools at your disposal. Everything. A lot of what I learned is from professional institutional investors, and I put that in the course. I think it's enough in there for you to literally go from not knowing anything or even being intermediate to being a professional trader advanced. But stay safe out there. Don't over leverage. Respect your money or it's going to find somewhere else to go. It will find someone else to look after it. Don't get too caught up in the hype. Understand the psychological phases. Everything that I covered, we finished with the extreme fear for the most part. So now you need to control the extreme greed.
So long story short, Kyle's Whale School is one of the best trading schools in the world, I think. Between that and Sniper School, if you do both, you're a legend. This is a cohort which is actually starting like now. Like it's starting in 23 hours, which means you can still get in. If you click on this link over here now, and you're looking for something to keep you occupied while the market's moving sideways, go and learn how to trade for free. And at the same time, you're guaranteed, listen to me, you are guaranteed to get free gummy at the end of Kyle's Whale School. There's still $30 million. There's still $30 million worth of gummy that we're going to be airdropping him. Some of it's going to people that sign up on Bybit. Some of it's going to people that sign up on Blowfin, on Evo. And some of it's going for people that actually do Whale School. Guys, go and do it. You have 23 hours. Just 23 hours. You can still get in. And you can still be part of the welcome event, which actually happens tomorrow. Go and do it. Go and do it. Please, go and do it. The other way, by the way, that you can actually beat the crypto VCs is Commonwealth. So they are one of our sponsors. You know who Commonwealth is. Effectively, the Commonwealth is a product. I'm not going to call it a fund because it's not exactly a fund. But it's a product that allows the man in the street to actually get the same deals that the VCs are actually getting. And I don't know any other platforms that are actually doing things like that. Also, by the way, if you want to win $5,000, if you go to Banter Bubbles and you go to win a Bitcoin, now remember to put your predictions in here for the 15th of May. But also if you open a BitGet account, then you can actually stand a chance to win up to $5,000. So go and give BitGet some love. And get yourself $5,000 only through Banter Bubbles. So it only works if you go through the Banter Bubbles link. All right, so listen, I will see you guys again tomorrow. I've taught you guys that the VCs are scamming you, and I've showed you guys what we do. We just don't touch the coins. If you buy EigenLayer in the next 3 years, then you're the idiot, not them. You're the idiot. If you're buying it at an $18 or $15 billion valuation, if you're buying the coins while there's only 5% of the supply in circulation, then you are the product. Then you are the idiot. Don't touch those coins until further notice. Also, remember, tomorrow I'm not going to be here, but Powell is going to speak. He is going to tell you guys that he's not reducing rates. You know exactly what to do. You just sit back and chill. Anyway, I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, do me a favor. Go and sign up to Kyle's Whale School. It's your last chance to trade in the sideways action and to get free gummy. Love you guys madly. See you guys again as soon as I stream again. Until then, trade well, my friends.